Your host, Ben Korn.
What do you think the plural for penis is?
And Chris Welter.
It's penises.
You know, I was thinking it was peanut.
Sure, Ben, sure. And the plural for dead is die. The plural for bread is rye. And Ben Korn's peni is bye.
And now, it's time for Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Yeah, we got more breaking news this week, Ben.
A large redheaded Jew.
We have a new best mustache in the majors.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, live and in person. In the new home of Fantasy Baseball Weekly, the Dorchester, Massachusetts, I'm Ben Korn. Joining me today, Chris Welter.
Yo, the dot is looking pretty good. That's what they call it, the Dorchester dot.
Little renovations going to the studio here, but I think it's going to work.
Oh, yeah. I know. We got the real Don's painting as we speak.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yes!
The voice of Fantasy Baseball Weekly, the real Don's. Are you excited for this show?
Very excited. Happy to be back in studio. I think I told you I took a lot of vitamin B12 earlier today, so I'm fired up.
You know what? I'm pretty fired up myself, actually. I don't know if you know about Super 2.
I do.
But we've had some Super 2 on the loose. Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton.
Everyone's coming up.
Mike Broadway.
Francisco
the
Lindor.
Bone Crusher.
No, you're already starting to name players.
Trevor Gott.
I mean, they're good names. They're solid names.
They may not do anything in the Major League Baseball, but they're good people.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about some of these Super 2 guys and whether or not you should be picking them up in your fantasy leagues. We'll also dive into some of these pitchers. We got a bunch of guys that have come back from TJ surgery and whether or not they're worthwhile in picking up in your fantasy leagues. I don't know if I should name names, but...
Drop some names, Ben.
I'm thinking Bobby McFadden. Is he a real pitcher?
No, he's not.
Rob Ninkovich.
Are you trying to name the Tommy John guys that are coming back?
So we got Ivan Nova, Brandon Beachy, Matt Moore, Jose Fernandez. Those sound more like people?
Yep.
So we're going to do that. We're also going to bring in some of our friends to do... Sarah Coop with the scoop. She's got some very large and hard news for you.
That's good. Hey, I really enjoyed last week's episode with big producer Rick rocking the news.
Yeah, the producer is a hilarious man.
I know, you guys were funny, but I gotta ask you, I think you were just BSing. Do you know what a Silk Road is?
I definitely do not.
Yeah, me neither. That was some hardcore producer Rick slang, and it made no sense.
Hopefully he'll bring it back to us.
He's a lot more gangster than we are. So we do need to figure out what a Silk Road is.
And hopefully we can find that out. So, Producer Rick, feel free to call into the podcast.
Sure. Call
at,
in.
At FantasyBBWeekly on Twitter. Is that how you call in?
Actually, they do have an app for that now. But, you know, it was just a good news episode. I just wanted to keep talking about your news segment. It made me laugh.
Well, then...
I found it to be oddly sexual...
Yep.
There was a lot
That's what
of, sort of
producer Rick's here.
Flirtatious yep. banter yep. between you guys.
There was a penis reference.
Right, but then there was a penis touch, too.
Yeah, I didn't think that made the air, but I'm glad it did.
I heard it.
Yeah.
You could hear it.
So, since we're talking about the news, should we do it, you and me?
Let's roll.
Let's do the news.
Are you guys ready for the news with Chris Welter? Well, here it is. Take it away, Chris.
We got a lot of news this week. Real Dons, who's up first?
The Athletics.
Moved Sean Diddlywinks from the 15-day DL to the 60-day DL. Those who picked up Tyler Clippard are very happy right now.
The Giants.
Gregor Blanco placed on the 7-day DL with a concussion. Hunter Pence sent to the DL with a wrist injury. It is retroactive to June 5th and should be available this week. Mike Broadway. You may not know the name right now, but I'm putting a Ben Korn stamp on this guy. He's been brought up to the minors. They call him the Bone Crusher. He has been in the minors for 11 seasons. He's finally got his opportunity. And I'm going to guarantee this to you, Chris.
Okay.
Mike Broadway is going to change the way the bullpen is operated.
So you're calling that your stamp?
That's my stamp.
All right, he's going to be stamped back to the minors within a week.
The San Diego Padres.
Melvin Upton Jr. is back in action as of Monday for the Padres. He's yet to get a hit this season, and don't expect him to get many more. Jed Jerko has been terrible since his breakout season two years ago.
Thanks for telling me to pick him up, Chris.
Did I? Yeah, that was my mistake. He's back in the minors. If you have a minor league fantasy baseball team, he could be very valuable.
I have picked him up in that one.
The Padres also activated Will Myers off the DL, but he's 0 for 5 with a run.
So you're saying his first half was a fluke?
Yes.
The Marlin Wayans.
They activated Matt Latos from the DL.
He looked great.
He had a nice start. 7 innings, 11 Ks against my Colorado Rockies. And he got that all-important win and a quality start.
The Body Armor Angels.
Oh, you're going to make me talk about Trevor Gott? All right. Gott got brought up from the minors. Oh, he leads the University of Kentucky in a single season.
Let me help you out with that one. Trevor Gott has been brought up, and he may not be on your radar, but he led the University of Kentucky in saves for his career and in a single season, so...
So you've awesome. Got to drop him the moment you can.
I don't think I have another stamp, but Trevor Gott's up there on the stamp list.
The Indians. Dots, not feathers. I mean, feathers, not dots.
Activated reliever Scott Atchison from the DL. Lonnie Chisenhall and Jose Ramirez were optioned to Columbus on Monday. Look out for the newbies that were called up to replace them. One of them is Francisco Lindor, as he was recently brought up yesterday. That would be Saturday. But they also brought up Zach Walters and Giovanni Urshela. Zach Walters is batting 250 with two RBIs, and Giovanni Urshela is 250 with a home run and three RBIs. I think, Chris, Zach Walters is going to go back to the minors pretty quick.
The Twins.
Danny Santana was sent down to the minor leagues, the Rochester Red Wings, that is, to make room for Uber prospect Byron Buxton. It's way too early. I don't know what you're doing, Minnesota Twins. This is a waste of money.
The Astros.
Carlos Correa got the call up on Monday. He batted 333 with a home run, stolen base, and three RBI in his first week. And I think this brings up an interesting point, Chris. We've got Carlos Correa, we got Byron Buxton, we got Francisco Lindor, we got Trevor Gott. All these guys are now making their appearance.
Three of those four are important.
I guess Byron Buxton's the one that's not important.
All right. Let's move on. I would rather talk about Nick Ahmed than Trevor Gott.
Nick Ahmed had a game-winning walk yesterday, so he's pretty awesome. But anyway, Byron Buxton... What's your feeling? He was in AA. I don't even think he made it to AAA.
No, to me, he seems a little early here. He's only 20, 21 years old. He didn't play very much last season and just got to AA this year. I just don't see the point for the Twins, who are a terrible team and going nowhere. Why do you bring him up? I don't really get it.
I guess it's to see what he's got in this world, but... Yeah, very strange. Francisco Lindor, we called this last week in the minor league. We knew that he was probably going to come up to replace Jose Ramirez. I don't think he's somebody that you need to worry about, though. I think he might bat 250 with a couple steals.
Yeah, you were spot on in your analysis. Last week, he's really up more for the glove, and he's a great defensive guy. And basically, his glove will keep him in the lineup, not his bat will keep him in the lineup. So he's not very fantasy relevant, but people will freak out over him, I'm sure.
Carlos Correa. First game, only person to get an RBI against Chris Sale. I think this guy is going to be for real.
Yeah, they brought him up for a tough slate, right? He faced Sale and Felix Hernandez in his first, like, four games.
Yeah,
that's pretty brutal.
Hit a ding-dong against the old Hernando.
Now, Correa, I'd say, is the most important on this list because he is shortstop eligible and the most ready for the majors.
And I'll be real about Trevor Gott. I mean, he's in the bullpen. You know, he led the University of Kentucky in saves. Don't expect that to all of a sudden happen.
So he's
a
guy
Angels.
For the bullpen? Like, what, you're trying to get people holds here?
But if you are in the need for holds, Trevor Gott is going to be get him.
All right.
Get gotten by Trevor Gott.
Let's roll to more of the news.
The Braves.
David Ardsmo was brought up from the Gwinnett Braves. One inning pitch and 1K. No runs allowed so far.
Cherry Creek High School star. What?
That's why he's on this list. Okay.
The Reds.
Zach Cozart placed on the 15-day DL with torn ligaments in his right knee. Zach's definitely hurting. I don't think he's going to be coming back anytime soon, which kind of sucks because Zach Cozart was playing in the two-hole, and he started to hit pretty well right before he went down. So, it's going to be a long time for Zach Cozart in the DL. I would drop him. He's not worth it.
Drop it.
The Brewers.
Taylor Jungman. No, he's not Jungman. That's more of a Asian persuasion.
But he's a huge man.
It's definitely Jungman. Was brought up from Colorado Springs. Good start so far for the former first-round pick. In his first start, he had 7 innings pitched, 1 earned run in 5 Ks, and got that Ben Korn specialty, the win.
And
Scooter Jeanette was also brought up from the minors this week. Dropped down after struggling earlier in the year. We'll see if he can turn it around.
I just want to say something about my boy Taylor as well. He's going against Max Scherzer today, as in Sunday, June 14th. He's got a tough matchup, but I like Taylor. You, man.
The Orioles.
Right-handed pitcher Miguel Gonzalez was placed on the 15-day DL. Steven Wright was brought back up to replace him, and Steven Wright did well. 6 innings pitched, 4K, 1 win, and no runs allowed. So Miguel Gonzalez has had kind of a sneaky good year. Released Everett Cabrera. He went down to the minors, and then they just said goodbye, bro. Or maybe he said goodbye to them. I'm not sure.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
Placed Matt Holliday on the 15-day DL with a quadricep strain. Also sent Lance Lynn to the DL. The Cardinals are in rough shape with a right forearm strain. That can be scary for future Tommy John reasons. Tyler Lyons was called up to take Lance Lynn's place. He's an interesting guy with 23 Ks and 18 innings this season.
The Tampa Bay Rays.
Place Jake Odorizzi on the 15-day DL with a left oblique strain. Andrew Bellotti was recalled to replace Odorizzi. He got a win in 3 Ks before he, too, hit the DL later in the week. Eni Romero was then brought up to replace Bellotti and finished with 2 innings pitched, 3 runs given up, and 2 K. Moral of the story, please come back, Jake Odorizzi.
Moral of the story, play your hitters against Tampa Bay.
That's also a good moral.
The Yankees.
Brendan Ryan has been activated from the 60-day DL. He has two for three with a run and an RBI last week. Andrew Miller hit the 15-day DL. Another scary scenario.
That hurts.
Strained left forearm. He said he wanted to pitch through it. I don't know. This could be bad.
He just doesn't want to lose his job, which he took from Betances.
Yeah, well, now Betances is going to run away with that closer job.
So I get to have holds. Excellent.
The Yankees also traded David Carpenter to the Nationals for Tony Renda.
I like to throw in those important trades.
I know.
People need to know about these trades.
Useless here. Also, they brought up Sergio Santos to help in the bullpen. He's a former first-round pick by the Diamondbacks in 2002, so he is old.
The Blue Jays.
They brought up Scott Copeland from the Buffalo Bisons. He had a great first start, giving up 1 run in 7 innings, but even with a stellar debut, he was sent back down to the minors. So keep an eye on Scott Copeland if he gets brought up for a spot start. And in more important news, they traded shortstop Ronald Torres to the Dodgers for straight cash.
Oh, for Kevin Cash?
Straight cash. That's dollar bills, y'all.
So the catcher, Kevin Cash?
I'm pretty sure just straight money.
You're right. I think he was the Tampa Bay Devil Rays manager who now since got fired.
Oh, wow.
The Nationals.
Wow, shocking news. Ryan Zimmerman back on the DL with plantar fasciitis. I feel bad for you. I don't know why you drafted him. He will be injured for the rest of his career.
Producer Rick.
The Tigers.
Activate Justin Verlander from the DL. He went 5 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 Ks in debut on Saturday. I think this brings up an interesting point of how important is Justin Verlander right now?
I'm struggling to care. I got to be honest. He hasn't been good in 2 or 3 years. Also, pitching is so deep that, you know, what's the best case scenario for Verlander? Maybe he's a top 40 pitcher. That's really not even that good. That doesn't help you that much. So until he proves something in the majors, and I'm talking like 3, 4, 5 really good starts in a row, I can't buy it. I can't get excited about Verlander.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I mean, he didn't show anything impressive in the minor leagues. He comes up, I mean, serviceable effort with five innings, two earned runs, but only two Ks. I mean, none of those numbers are going to do anything from a fantasy perspective.
The Mets
activated Travis d'Arnaud from the DL. He's batted well since his return. 375, two doubles, two runs, one RBI. They also activated Dilson Herrera from the DL. He's 0-for-3 so far. And Bobby Parnell from the DL. He has not made an appearance. He's got a good name, lower velocity. Be careful with this one. They traded left-handed pitcher Brad Wake to the Padres, I believe for nothing in return. He seems like a pretty valuable commodity, this Brad Wake. And they moved Jerry Blevins from the 15-day DL to the 60-day. He should not be on your radar.
The Royals.
They sent Jason Vargas to the 15-day DL with a left flexor strain and brought up Brandon Finnegan, who is a hot prospect. Also, we'll talk about it later, but space for Chris Medlin here?
Possibly. Or space to not have Chris Medlin in the starting rotation, but instead the bullpen? We'll talk about that at the later on the show.
The Rockies.
Activate LaTroy Hawkins from the DL. He should make a play for the closer job if he can stay healthy, which I don't think he'll do. One inning so far, 1K, and he already allowed two men on base. And they activated from the plantar fasciitis DL, Corey Dickerson. He's 2-for-8 with a double.
Could be lingering, though. I feel like I saw he left the game yesterday with plantar fasciitis.
Yep, that top pick. Yeah, I think he was my number three pick, Corey Dickerson.
He's got a strained big dick.
And now it's time for 30 Seconds with a Homer.
And now we welcome Omar from Los Angeles to the show to talk Anaheim Angels baseball. Omar, what's the vibe surrounding the Angels?
One word, man. Angels in the outfield.
Okay, not sure what that means.
Major League.
I think you're just naming movies now. You have to be happy about the Pujols.
Yes, he's my boy. If he can catch Trout, we might be good to go.
What about Josh Hamilton? You happy for this guy?
I love this guy. I bought so much Head Shoulders this past year, I don't even shower.
Hey guys, it's Franny. How do you start your day? Because I start mine with some coffee and Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
This week is very heavy in interleague play. This has multiple consequences. When the NL teams go to AL ballparks, they gain DH eligibility, while when the AL teams go to an NL ballpark, they lose that DH eligibility. So I just wanted to point out a couple guys that you're going to need to keep your eye on. Let's start with the AL guys moving to the NL. The biggest names on here are Kendrys Morales and Evan Gattis. They likely will sit during their games in the NL, particularly Kendrys Morales. He's not going to play over Eric Hosmer. And Evan Gattis is just a terrible fielder anywhere he goes. So unfortunately, they're probably going to lose Gattis. So keep an eye on your lineups. A couple other guys, David Ortiz, even though he has played first before, he just is not as good of a hitter this year. So they're less likely to want to bump Napoli out of the lineup for him. Also, Ortiz has been terrible against lefties. So I don't see him playing when they go to the NL ballparks. I hate this guy, but he's shockingly very valuable this year. Alex Rodriguez has also been the full-time DH for the Yankees. He is likely to sit when they are in the NL ballparks. And Adam LaRoche probably or definitely will not be playing over Jose Abreu at first. And the opposite end of that spectrum, there are guys that wouldn't regularly play but might get time as they gain a DH in the AL. Devin Mesoraco, keep an eye on him. He might come off the DL just to play as the DH, and he is a power bat at catcher, so he would be nice, a nice, quick, streaming hitter. Also, I've been waiting all year for him to play, and he just won't, but Willian Rosario of the Rockies has some AL games, and there's a good chance that he DHs or just gets into the lineup somehow as they have the added DH. Last guy on here, if you need a sort of a cheap outfielder, Ichiro of the Miami Marlins is likely to get some more playing time as they are likely to DH Giancarlo Stanton.
Sarah Coop with the scoop.
We're going outside the world of baseball because I saw King James Penis yesterday, as many of you might have seen as well. I'll take Penis Mightier for 100, Alex. Leave it to LeBron to take away the Golden State Thunder by dropping that hammer. Speaking of penises, American Pharoah accomplished what only a few horses have and none other in 40 years, winning the Triple Crown. Rumor has it that the key to winning those races is having an enlarged penis prior to the race. I wonder if LeBron was checking out what happened to his. What's the scoop with the coop without some love for my man Biebs? At Kanye West's birthday party, he killed the celebrity hoops game. He accomplished a between-the-legs layout and, quote, scored a ton of points. Hopefully he's scoring points in the good karma game, too. He still has that soft touch, I guess. This is the coop, and that's the scoop.
Hey, it's Chris Welter. Don't tell Ben, but I took over Fantasy Baseball Weekly online. For the latest news and streaming pitchers, hit us up on Twitter at @FantasyBBWeekly. Now, let's get back to the show.
Fantasy Baseball Weekly, Ben Korn, Chris Welter. And what we're going to do now is talk about some guys that are returning from Tommy John surgery. And they'll be returning probably in the next month or two. And the question is, if they're not picked up already, is it time for you to stash them? Or are they not worth making the effort? So I think the first guy that we'd have to bring up is Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins. He's on his second rehab start, and if all goes to plan, he's going to return on July 2nd. Now, from watching Jose Fernandez last year, personally, Chris, I think this is an immediate pickup. If he's not picked up in 95% of teams' leagues, I think everybody's making a mistake. This is a guy that you have to have on your team. He kind of reminds me of King Felix in terms of his complete domination when he's on the mound. What's your thoughts with Jose?
Yeah, if somehow he's available, you got to go pick him up. He's the best guy on this list. I mean, Yahoo is showing Jose Fernandez is 83% owned. So he's out there in some leagues. If he's out there, go get him. He could be a stud the second he comes back.
Chris Medlin, they're saying this is a pitcher for the Royals now, former Atlanta Brave. They're looking at after the All-Star break, and there's a chance that he's going to go back to the bullpen. My thoughts on Chris Medlin, he's a good pitcher. I think he's got a lot of talent. The Royals need a starting pitcher, but I'm of the thought that I'm not going to take the chance on Chris Medlin. I just don't think there's for sure spot that he's even going to be in the starting rotation.
It's funny, we differ about Chris Medlin because I think he will get into that starting rotation. Maybe not immediately, but the Royals have a terrible rotation. So, and also, Chris Medlin has the best track record of any of these guys coming back. He has multiple seasons of being a top 30, top 20 fantasy player. So the upside is there. If you have a DL spot, I'd stash Medlin, absolutely. He's only owned in 2% of leagues right now.
Matt Moore is another guy, another young kid. I think the difference between like Chris Medlin and some of these other kids is that they're coming back from Tommy John's when their body can recover. Chris Medlin's on the older end of things. Matt Moore, looking at early July, I think he's worth picking up. When he went out, he reminded me of the Alex Cobbs, the Chris Archers. He was the young stud on the Tampa Bay Rays. So I'm of the feeling that with Matt Moore, you got to pick this guy up. And I would imagine that in Yahoo, probably most people have already done so because he has that much talent and he's still very young, sitting at like 26 years old.
See, that's funny. Yeah, we differ here as well. Matt Moore just doesn't have that elite track record. You know, he had a very good strikeout rate in the minors, but he never really put it all together, even for one season. So I feel like he's a guy that's going to come back and not quite have it for at least the first couple months. So I'm passing on Matt Moore.
Patrick Corbin, this is a guy coming back this month. He struggled in his latest rehab assignment, so he's got potential for sure. The Diamondbacks don't really have a strong rotation. Even though what's funny about the Diamondbacks is that they are considering going to a six-pitcher rotation, even though they don't have five good pitchers on their staff. So I don't know why they wouldn't just add him immediately. But for Patrick Corbin, I'm not considering him a stud that I need to stash. I'm going to pass on Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, I'm with you there. He has a little bit better of a track record than Matt Moore. But he's only really done it for one season. So, yeah, and he's not going to be elite. He'll never be a fantasy stud for you. So I'll wait and see. Yeah, no need to pick up Patrick Corbin.
Corey Lubke, he's starting his second rehab assignment. We're looking at probably mid-July. He just came back from two Tommy John surgeries. Again, I think there's just too much uncertainty here. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, he hasn't pitched in something like 4 years, and he was only a promising rookie when he first went down with his first Tommy John surgery, so no reason to pick up Lupke.
But definitely keep him on your radar. If for some reason, you know, they say that sometimes that Tommy John's can make you a better pitcher than you were before. So since he's had two, maybe three of them, maybe that means he's awesome.
That sounds like a doctor selling his services.
He's like, I'm the greatest. Ivan Nova for the Yankees. Six strong innings and rehab start. He's on the AAA. He should be up within 2 weeks. All indications are that Ivan has a starting spot when he comes back. So, again, the potential's there. The spot is there. I think I would pick up Ivan Nova.
Yeah, I would as well, particularly just of how close he is to returning to the majors. He's the closest or the most ready on this list. So I'd go pick up Ivan Nova and stash him.
AJ Griffin, he's got two good starts in rehab, one bad. My issue with AJ Griffin is he just gives up way too many home runs. He's got a lot of potential. He hasn't pitched since 2013. But with the home run issues, that means that you never know if you're going to get a quality start. You never know what you're going to get from AJ Griffin. I would probably use AJ as a streaming guy when he's playing against a team that I feel comfortable playing him against in a large ballpark, something like that.
Yeah, nothing special with AJ Griffin and his Oakland Athletics. His team is terrible, so I'd pass on Griffin.
Brandon Beachy, he's come back in early July. In his last 20 starts, he's at around a 3 earned run average. This Dodger rotation is just getting better and better. He's going to have to take the job of Bolsinger or Frias. I think they would definitely bring Beachy in instead of Frias, so he'd be going down. I think I would pick up Brandon Beachy. He is definitely an intriguing addition to this Los Angeles Dodgers rotation.
Yeah, I'm a big fan here. I think it's his second Tommy John, which does worry me a little bit. But he has multiple very good seasons on his record. And let's be honest, the Dodgers win a lot. So they're going to get Ben Korn's favorite stat.
The big W.
Get out your trunks. We're going swimming. The Deep Dive on Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Danny Espinosa is mustache riding into the year with potentially a breakout season. His Yahoo profile picture shows a phenomenal handlebar mustache that rivals Ben Paulson. A combo power speed threat at second base, he has hit 20 home runs and stolen 20 bases in a season before. In 2015, he's a new man without that beautiful stash, raising his walk rate by 5 points and lowering his K rate by 6 points to 21%. This improved approach at the plate could equal a sneaky fantasy pickup at a weak position.
This is producer Rick, and you're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly.
Thank you, Sarah Coop, for dropping some bombs in the scoop. If we're going to go off baseball, we might as well tackle this one. What do you think the plural for penis is?
It's penises.
You know, I was thinking it was peni.
What? Then what would the plural for bus be?
Maybe bi.
Sure, Ben, sure. And the plural for dead is die. The plural for bread is rye. And Ben Korn's peni is bi.
Okay, I can see your point. You're listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the final segment, and I think it's our most excitable segment because this is where we track Chris and Ben.
And Ben.
Yeah. I think it was an exciting week for Ben, so I'm really excited to be doing this segment because I think I might be better than Chris Welter.
You had a good week. Let's not rub it in.
So let's dive right into how well you did. We got tracking Chris with Willen Rosario. He was 1 for 11. He did get one hit. Didn't play very much. Not a good pick. Ruben Tejada was the one that was 0 for. He was 0 for 12.
He did have a baby, though. So
he did have a baby. His mind was elsewhere. He was one of the two-hole players that I wouldn't recommend because of the baby issue. And Cameron Maybin, he was a two-hole recommended pick. He's a 381 average, 848 OPS, 6 RBI, 2 steals. So Cameron Maben kind of saved your batting. When it comes to your pitching, I myself started Ian Kennedy the other night, and he did well. 12 innings pitched this week, 10 Ks, 3 earned runs, 1.08 whip, 1 quality start. Not a bad overall effort from Ian Kennedy.
I'll give it's a very good there. Effort
and from not Ian a Kennedy. Bad overall effort. I don't know if you noticed anything there, but there's 0 wins.
Ah, come on. He pitched really well.
0 wins for Ian Kennedy in 2 starts, Chris. 12 innings and no wins.
I'm fired up about 12 innings, too.
Chichi Gonzalez, 7 innings pitched. He did get 4K, which is better than his average. He allowed 1 earned run. He did get the quality start. But I'm not seeing a win on that one either.
Oh, come on. I can't control these things.
You know, I think if people who are listening at home were to make a decision on who they should be, you know, tracking and who they should be playing of the picks, when it comes to your pitchers, like, they definitely should not be trying to go for wins. I don't think you've gotten a win in,
but
like, 5
weeks.
But I get
all the other stats. Hey, on a random side note, what's the plural for Cholulas?
Chocolate.
Chichi.
Hey! Chichi, good player, though.
He looks really good, and he'll get wins later.
Is he also the plural for Chihuahua?
Yeah, Chichis. It could work.
Chulupu Chihuahuas.
Hey, so what's been great?
Are the Chulupas made out of Chihuahua? Is that what's going on?
Nah, it depends on what town you visit.
All right, so my overall rating for you, Chris.
It's a grade.
That's a good point. I'm going to give you a B-.
Oh, yeah, that's not
bad. Which I think is a pretty fair rating, all things considered. You were basically 3 for 5 in terms of decent players. You were, you know, 2 of your players were F-bombs.
I'll take it.
You really didn't have an A in there, but I'll give you like a bunch of Bs and B-pluses that make you a B- overall.
Sure, let's all follow that logic.
Thank you so much.
So this week on Tracking Chris...
Oh, you're going to go right into it without going over mine?
Isn't that how we do it?
Usually it's your old, my old, and then I think you get to go into your Tracking Chris.
Oh, gotcha. Well, then, yes, I'm going to go right into mine. yeah, we went on a theme this week, Ben.
So let me make sure we get the music started.
We are tracking Chris Walter's fantasy baseball picks, not his sleeping habits.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, so this week on Tracking Chris, we're going all catcher-oriented. First guy is Miguel Montero, who continually bats cleanup for the Cubs. He changed his mental approach this week and resulted in 3 home runs in the past 7 days. He just started being more aggressive. He said he was overthinking everything. So I think Montero could explode this upcoming week. Also, in the catching world, Travis d'Arnaud returned from the DL for the Mets, and he looks to be batting in the top 4 of that lineup. So look for him to catch fire very soon. Also, heading down to Miami, the Marlins, JT Realmuto, has sort of started to find his groove there. He was a hot prospect, and he started to hit, and he steals bases as catcher, which is very odd. So I like all those 3 guys. Oh, and I do have 1 pitcher for you.
Okay.
Because Ben gets angry, we don't have a pitcher. Taijuan Walker.
Taekwondo
has looked to really turned it around lately. And he is at San Francisco, and then he is versus Houston, which is who strike out the most in the majors. So I like those matchups.
What I think is hilarious, though, is that I don't think he's going to get a win from either of those matchups.
We'll see. Do I get an A-plus if he gets a win?
I'll give you maybe a B-. Yeah, I think I'm just going to give you a B- no matter what happens.
You can't grade me before it happens. You always do this.
But I do like JT Realmuto on the daily leagues because he's a very cheap catcher. And, you know, if Miami can start to get their offensive act together, which they've started to show some signs, I think you're going to be getting paid off pretty well with old JT. I might play him today, actually.
There you go. Realmuto. All right. Should we move on to Benny Korn's recap?
Yeah, how did I do, big guy? How did I do?
Ah, quick snapshot. You did really well.
Hey, thanks, man.
You picked Joey Gallo.
Let's keep in mind that we were, you know, you kind of followed me because my tracking bend from last week was all young kids. That was my overall, you know. So I had a theme
before
you had a theme.
Sure, sure. The young guns. So Joey Gallo, he didn't play too much, but he did go 5 for 15 with a home run and a sneaky steal, which is not in his game. But that's a solid start for Joey Gallo. Also, Michael Franco has just been red hot batting cleanup for the Phillies. He last week in the last 7 days went .478 average with a home run, four doubles, so tons of power in there, four runs, an RBI. He could be a very good player for the rest of the year.
What happened over there?
That was a really weird sounding sneeze. I'm not even sure. It may have been a fart. I just can't tell. Also, Trevor May was your pitcher. He's a young gun as well. He pitched great. Six inning pitched, 5K, one earned run, one quality start. But
he did not get that win.
Now, did he?
I thought he got that. That is my fault.
Your grade is getting docked for that. But actually, I got to give you an A.
But should I also get positive points because you actually picked up my Kyle Franco after my recommendation?
Well, that did happen, yes.
Okay. And he's just confirming that.
Yeah, that did happen. But yeah, I'm going to give you an A. You would have had an A-plus if you got that win.
Well, I'll take another W. I think I've beat you two out of the last 3 weeks. I'm on the up and up.
Sure.
This week's Tracking Ben. One of my favorite players that I had early on in weekly leagues, DJ LeMahieu. He's now moved into the poo hole and playing for the Colorado Rockies. Finally showing some power now that he's in the 2 spot rather than the 8 spot. Still getting the hits, though, so you're going to get some good average. You might see 2 or 3 doubles next week and maybe even a ding-dong. So look out for DJ LeMahieu. Kevin Kiermaier. I like him the most when he's batting the leadoff. Him and Brandon Guyer kind of split that spot for the Tampa Bay Rays. But if you're playing daily, definitely look for Kiermaier when he's batting leadoff. On a weekly, I think you're going to see enough leadoff batting during this coming week to make him worthwhile for you. And Chris Coughlin for the Cubbies, he's been the two-hole player for the Cubs. And it's paying dividends as he batted about .350 last week with a homer, a couple doubles. So keep an eye out for him as well.
I missed that. What team does Chris Coughlin play for?
The Cubbies.
Oh, the Cubbies. Gotcha.
Is that incorrect?
All right. No, that sounds good. Do you have a pitcher for us this week?
Robbie Ray is my pitcher. He's had 3 starts for the Arizona Diamondbacks, 3 earned runs allowed, and 1 win. So he's kind of an undercover guy, about 2% owned in leagues, but I think he's got a decent matchup coming up. And I would play him against the Angels.
All right. I like your picks there, Ben. Let's see. Close to the show wrap up here. Oh, I did want to mention 2-start pitchers. Do you mind if we go there?
I mean, I think you should.
All right. I'm fired up on this B12. I'm taking over the podcast. I feel like I'm stealing your hosting style.
I mean, do your thing, man. I'm excited about what you got going on.
But, the one thing I wanted to point out here is every single team plays 7 games this week. It's a very unusual week. So there are a million 2-start pitchers out there, a lot of options. So I tried to find you some that could be available in most leagues, but hopefully the ones that are going to stand out above the rest here. Wei-Yin Chen, he's having a very good season. He's only 48% owned in Yahoo leagues. He is versus Philadelphia, which is a great matchup. And then at Toronto, which is a little scary, but I do like Chen this week. Vince Velasquez. Did you mention him on last week's episode?
I did not mention
him. He is another rookie. Those rookie starting pitchers have really started to pop up. He's only 14% owned, and he has looked great this season. He is a 2-star pitcher. He is versus Colorado and at Seattle. At Seattle is a great matchup. Let's see.
Colorado can be a little scarier.
Yes, yeah. But it's not at Colorado. It's just versus Colorado. So it's at least an okay ballpark. Next up is on the Oakland Athletics. We have Jesse Hahn, only 34% owned in Yahoo leagues. He is at San Diego and versus the Angels. And if you want to go really deep, only 1% owned in Yahoo leagues. Sean Markham has had 2 very good quality starts to begin his year. He came off of injury just a couple weeks ago, and he has great matchups. He is at the Cubs, who strike out a ton, and he is versus Tampa Bay, who is just a terrible team.
I mean, Tampa Bay's got some guys, though. If they can put it together, their youngsters aren't playing bad. They just don't work together very well. They're all singular units. That's my take.
So, okay.
It's my hot take.
You're going to hot take it up to Tampa Bay as
hot
your
take,
pick
Tampa
for the
Bay,
World Series?
World Series of 2018.
There's a good chance they start using their hitters as pitchers just to save their arm.
Oh, that'd be sick. Matt Moore. Here he comes.
I know. They need him badly. They need him badly.
So any final thoughts on your end there, big two?
Just want to make sure I remind people to check your lineups very frequently this week, because with all the games and then all of the interleague play, it's going to be a wild week for lineups.
And I want to just go over who's hot for anybody that's playing in the daily leagues. You know, these are people that probably should be hot because they're really good players. But Giancarlo Stanton, in the last 2 weeks, eight home runs, 15 RBIs. He's batting .360. That's a 1.358 OPS. Ridiculous. In the last 14 days, Freddie Freeman, 6 home runs, 14 RBIs, batting .388. Manny Machado is finally starting to do it. Now they
break
moved
out
up to the front spot in the lineup. 5 home runs, 11 RBIs, batting .364 as leadoff. And your boy Jose Reyes, this is why Devin Travis isn't coming back. Jose Reyes, 2 home runs, 12 RBIs, .353, and 5 steals.
Officially not injured yet.
And not injured yet, which is even more exciting. Joey Votto, 5 home runs in the last 2 weeks, .347. Albert Pujols, 7 home run, 10 RBI. What I don't understand about Pujols, this dude has 18 home runs and he only has like 36 RBIs. How's that possible?
It's because he's not really hitting for average. But that, I mean, that's a little bit of unluckiness. But yeah, he's ultimately kind of said that he's just going to continue to hit into the shift, which means low average and high power.
And just some lesser owned guys. Mikel Franco, 4 home runs, 8 RBIs, batting .400 in the last 2 weeks. He's only 34% owned. Kevin Pillar, 2 home runs, 11 RBIs, batting .359. He's only 18% owned. Joey Butler, 20% owned. A home run, 8 RBIs, 3 steals, batting .415 in the last 2 weeks. So there's a lot of guys. Mitch Moreland, we've been talking about him quite frequently. He's only 16% owned. He has 3 home runs, 12 RBIs. He's batting .333. And my guy Kevin Kiermaier, in the last 2 weeks, he's 4% owned. He has a home run, 3 RBIs, 3 steals, 7 runs, batting .375. And Mark Canha for the Oakland Athletics, 2 home runs, 5 RBI, 2 steals, batting .345, only 10% owned. Some guys that you might want to have on your batting bandwagon, if that is something you can do.
Sure, or the batting radar.
Ooh, radar, I like that word. And switching over just to a couple pitchers that should be on the radar. Jaime Garcia has done well. 22 innings pitched in the last 2 weeks, 16 strikeouts, a win with a 1.23 earned run average. Brandon Maurer, he's a relief pitcher. He's got 3 wins in 8 innings and 7 Ks. I think that's mostly just luck. Liam Hendricks for the Blue Jays, 0% owned, had 2 wins and 8 Ks and no earned runs. He's 0% owned, another situation where he just came in at the right time. Chaz Roa for the Orioles, same situation, 2 wins in 9 innings, 13 Ks. Also snuck in a hold, and he has a 1.93 earned run average. So, a lot of the starting pitchers are getting picked up that are doing really well, as my boy Clayton Kershaw, 29 Ks in the last 2 weeks, is only behind the likes of Chris Archer, who has 31 Ks in the last 2 weeks. So if you're looking for strikeouts, those are your top two guys. Then Jacob deGrom, Chris Sale, David Price, Baumgartner, the usual suspects. One guy that's only 39% owned, but he's striking people out regularly again, C.J. Wilson.
Oh, head and shoulders, keeping it clean.
Head and shoulders. We referenced that earlier today. So that's it, man. That's all I've got for you.
It's pretty good. It's a lot of info.
Yeah, thank you.
You're bringing the heat this week. Ben.
Sometimes you just got to bring the heat when you bring it up to Dorchester.
Yeah, bringing it hot from the dot.
So thank you, Dons. Thank you, Chris Welter.
Thank you, Ben Korn.
And thank you for listening to Fantasy Baseball Weekly and shipping up to Dorchester.
Boston.
I'm a son of a bitch!